Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. It is this weekend. We're at the Nashville Super Speedway. They'll get things up and running later tonight with the Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series on Saturday, and, of course, the Cup Series on Sunday at the Nashville Super Speedway. And you will see in the Ally 400, see what I did there, the driver of the number 48 Ally Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, Alex Bowman. He's on the line with us now. Alex, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Listen, we always talk around this time because you come to Nashville and you got that extra pressure. You got Ally on the car and got a really good-looking race car that you're bringing to Nashville. And Ally, of course, sponsors the race. So does it add pressure or is that more just talk?
Definitely, if something's going to add pressure, this is one that does that for sure. I think it's super important to run well at the Ally 400 with the Ally car, but it has definitely been a tough place for us for the last couple of years. So excited to get another shot at it. You know, last year we kind of had some strategy not go our way and then got caught in that crash with Blaney there on that restart and had a damaged car the rest of the day. So I don't think we were as bad as maybe we looked, but I'm excited to get back there and hopefully have a really good weekend.
You know, you kind of mentioned some bad luck things, and I feel like this is a track, though, that suits you, that this is a track that you can be pretty good at. So with all that said, do you have that confidence, even though you've had some bad luck going into this weekend, that you guys should continue to be consistent like you have all year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't run well. You know, we're all excited to get there. We've been working really hard and ran the simulator this morning and kind of, you know, business as usual, but doing everything we can to be successful there. So, you know, it's a racetrack that, like you said, it should suit us pretty well. We'll just wait and see when we unload for practice. It's kind of hard to predict, you know, with as little practice as we get and as little as we can change, but we're going to find out there when we unload on Saturday.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of you drivers lately that you bring up practice. Do you think, I mean, I get the idea behind it that they're trying to save money and all that stuff, but you guys need the track time. So do you feel like that's something that NASCAR and the drivers are going to look at and that maybe we'll see more practice time here in the near future?
I'm kind of on the opposite side of that.
Like, are you?
I was totally fine in 2020 when we didn't have any practice. So I'm not a big practice fan, and showing up in racing was kind of fun because you never knew what you were going to have, and you had to get up to speed really quick. So I enjoyed that aspect of things, but it'll be interesting to see where things go, right? Like, we have a really small amount of practice right now, and some people want more, some people don't want to change it. So I don't really mind either way, but I definitely didn't have a problem when we didn't have any practice at all.
We're talking to Alex Bowman here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So you had a string from Talladega to Charlotte, a string of top tens. And so that to me is the definition of consistency. I know last weekend at New Hampshire didn't go your way with some motor trouble, but do you feel like you guys are pretty much where you need to be and you've contended for wins? And do you feel like that win is coming?
I hope so. You know, I think we need to be a little better than we are right now, but I think New Hampshire was a good test for us, a racetrack that we've historically really struggled at. And we went there and we had a solid top 10 day going and had a good race car and unfortunately had a mechanical failure. You know, we had a mechanical failure at Gateway as well. So just need to avoid that stuff and put the whole races together. But, you know, I think we are on the right path and we're going to places that we've struggled at and continuing to improve. So hopefully a win's right around the corner. There's some good places for us coming up and excited to keep digging.
You're part of, you know, one of the most historic teams in NASCAR and Hendrick Motorsports, and you know, with everything that Rick has accomplished and all of that, looking at this season, looks like another year of being dominant Hendrick Motorsports. So how does it feel to be a part of a team like that, you know, with what you and Chase and Kyle and everybody there and obviously William have accomplished? Being a part of that team, how special has that been?
Yeah, it's super cool. You know, obviously all four cars have been super fast. My teammates are super fast every week, and To get to be a part of Hendrick Motorsports and come to work at a place like this is really special. You know, all the history with everybody that's driven here and getting to drive the 48 car, it's super cool. So, you know, I think we're all working together really well, and it's a really great group to be a part of. It's been a lot of fun here lately.
What's it like having Jeff Gordon, a four-time champion, as a boss? Is it, you know, his job there? He's kind of moved into the front office, but he's still got that competitive spirit.
Yeah, for sure. He's obviously gotten a lot more involved here in the last couple of years, which has been really cool. He's got, you know, a lot of leadership skills that I think they're really good for the team. He's kind of experienced it all from the driver's side of things, and obviously is really business smart too. So, yeah, really cool to have him on our side and have him helping us and kind of steering the ship. It's been a really good thing.
Alex Bowman is with us, the Ally number 48, Ally 400 this weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. So we know that it's one of the few concrete tracks on the circuit, 1.33 miles. What about that concrete do you have to battle differently than maybe you would a normal week on an asphalt track?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a pretty unique shape racetrack. On top of it being concrete, you know, it's kind of shaped like an intermediate track, but it's smaller. So the radius of the corner is tighter, but the straightaways are still pretty long. So definitely on the brakes a little more than normal at a normal intermediate track. And concrete is just a lot different to get a hold of than asphalt is. So chasing the grip around when they put the resin on it and seeing what comes in and kind of where the grip is at, the tires tend to build up and everything kind of feels harsher inside of the race car than it does on asphalt tracks. So just kind of different in general, right? I think Dover is one of my favorite places we go. Obviously, it's another concrete track. Bristol, we were really successful this year. So hopefully we're good at this one as well.
I did a pace car ride not too long ago, and I guess I never realized, you know, getting that perspective, how different turns one and two are from three and four. I mean, it's kind of a sweeping turn. You're coming off the, you know, the front stretch there, and all of a sudden the wall sneaks up on you, and then you go down the back stretch, like you were saying. So what do you kind of have to do going into each corner, you know, that makes it different?
Yeah, I mean, I think one and two is a little more normal of a corner. Three and four, it just gets really narrow on exit. So you think you're turned and have your corner finished and you're pointed and you can go to throttle and the wall off a fork comes up really, really quick. So, you know, that's where you really notice like the size difference from a bigger intermediate track to Nashville, just how narrow it gets on exit. So the biggest thing there is just you have to wait on the car a lot longer and things kind of happen slower off of turn four than at a bigger place. But it makes it tricky for sure to get your car to turn well enough. Typically you end up getting pretty loose on exit. So it's always kind of a compromise there. You never have a car that's, you know, perfect on both ends of the racetrack.
Well, it's going to be fun for sure. Alex, always enjoy talking to you. Best of luck this weekend in the Ally 400, and maybe we'll see you in Victory Lane.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.